Are you looking for a magazine that can provide engaging and educational articles, purposeful and impactful advertising, and complete dedication to the Western New York community? Then you want Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine. With over 200,000 print readers and over 35,000 digital readers, Buffalo Healthy Living is Western New York's largest free healthy living magazine for people of all ages. Focusing on health, fitness, nutrition, environment, business, and community, Buffalo Healthy Living is dedicated to providing well-written and timely articles and healthy tips to support a healthy lifestyle. Embracing the highest standards of corporate purpose, accountability, and transparency, Buffalo Healthy Living offers a positive social and environmental impact. Proud to be Western New York's premier free magazine for people of all ages, Buffalo Healthy Living writes about the topics that matter most to its readers. Find it at every area Wegmans and Tops, along with thousands of other locations throughout all 8 counties of Western New York. Interested in advertising? Contact 716-204-8881. Visit BuffaloHealthyLiving.com or follow on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy a healthier life with Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine.
Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. And one person who always shows up on Sunday who helps me make it happen is my great and wonderful co-host, Lauren Lewis. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, Dale. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely marvelous this morning.
Me too.
I threw a new word in there. I called you great.
Great and wonderful.
Great and wonderful. All in the same sentence.
What a Sunday.
Yes.
This is off to a fantastic start.
It really is. And you know what? I look forward to this day every year. This is one of our best and most, I think it's one of our best shows that we have every year.
It's my favorite. I love this show. I was looking forward to it.
Yes.
For sure. And I walked in the studio and it smells amazing.
It does. Now, I wonder who made that happen today.
Oh, I think there's a little, my friend sitting across from us, Mr. Bocci over there.
Mr. Bocci, hey. Mr. Jim Pacioli himself.
Glad to be here. Nothing better for breakfast than pizza and wings.
Pizza and wings.
I know. I really held off this morning. I was like, I'm not eating anything until I get to the studio because I want my Bocci pizza and Bocci wings.
Perfect.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
As well as a lot of other people
Thank
today.
You.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we also have Mr. Andy Klee, who is the president and CEO of Franchise Development Group. Andy, welcome to today's show.
Thanks, Dale. Great to be back here, and especially on a day like this when we got pizza and wings at 10 in the morning. You can't beat it.
I know. You picked the right day to be in studio.
No doubt.
We're getting a head start on everyone else's Super Bowl Sundays with pizza and wings. We're probably the first ones this morning, I think, to have it.
I think so.
Are we the first pizza, Mr. Bocci?
I think so, yes.
Good.
Bright and early.
Well, Lauren, you started without us.
Someone had to be the first one to dig in.
No shame.
No shame in my pizza game.
Nothing wrong with that.
I mean, pizza's probably my favorite food,
so
okay.
Any time of day, I'll eat it.
Okay, great. Well, you know what? Let's kind of do a little quick round introduction. Mr. Bocci, Jim, tell us just a little bit about, you know, the history, a little bit about Bocci's, and maybe bring us up to speed on where things are today. I know you had a lot of new developments that maybe you've been involved with over the year, last 12 months.
Well, it all started in 1946 when my dad bought a pizzeria on Hickory Street in 1946. He came back from the war. It was an ongoing little Italian restaurant that was actually a bocce club where people came in, had a card, and played bocce ball. And it was a restaurant, and the story goes, my dad, you know, went down the basement. There was an old Blodgett oven down there, and he started experimenting with pizza. And here we are today. You know, 72, 73 years later, it's grown into a high volume, you know, takeout pizzeria.
What a legacy. I mean, 70 plus years.
It's great. And what we did this week, it was really kind of humbling, is how many people from around the country were shipping pizza out. I mean, I don't ship on the weekends, but Thursday for Friday, the FedEx guy had to come back a second time to unload my freezer. Pizza's going around the country. Transplanted Buffalonians that want their bocce's for the Super Bowl.
So how many pizzas did you ship?
Oh, God, well over 300.
Wow. And wings?
And overnight. Oh, yeah, and wings, too. And it's just, you know, it's pretty humbling because the shipping, the overnight shipping is like twice as much as the pizza. So people really want their want their the feel of their hometown environment, what they grew up with.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, Bocce's is special to them. So it's a very nice thing.
What was the furthest place you shipped to?
Hawaii.
Oh, my gosh, Hawaii?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So there's a loyal Buffalonian in Hawaii yeah. enjoying some bocce pizza today.
Sitting on the beach today, getting ready for the Super Bowl.
Good for them.
Speaking of Hawaii, is there a pizza that's really a Hawaiian-style pizza? And if so, what does that include?
Oh, yeah. We have Hawaiian pizza. It is something I years ago saw in California that people were eating Canadian bacon and pineapple, as well as the mozzarella cheese and the sauce.
Pineapples on your pizza.
Yeah, I'm not truly a big fan.
It's really good, Bill.
Oh, it's good?
It's good
stuff. You like it?
Yeah, it's solid. Good stuff.
I like it every once in a while.
Really?
Just to change it up.
It's tough to me with the pineapple and the sauce, but people love it, and it goes very well.
I would never order it myself, but like if I'm somewhere and they have like a couple different types of specialty pizzas out, I'll have a slice of it, and it's always good.
Yeah, sometimes it's good to go out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Sometimes people stick to their cheese and pepperoni or whatever, but sometimes it's good to try something a little different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a cheese and pepperoni kind of guy myself. That's my favorite.
That's it.
Extra cheese and pepperonis.
No anchovies?
No anchovies, no. Andy, what about yourself?
You know, pretty much any kind of meat you can put on a pizza, I'm a fan of. Sausage, meatballs, pepperoni.
Okay.
Oh, love it all.
The works.
Yeah, right, load it up.
Okay. All right.
Meat eaters.
I love putting banana peppers too on my pizza. Sometimes I'll do cheese pepperoni banana peppers. Sometimes cheese pepperoni mushrooms. But
good.
I find
peppers
if you put the cheese pepperoni banana peppers and mushrooms, it's too much.
Too much.
Too much going on. So it's going to be one or the other.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, we're going to have fun today. We're going to have pizza. We're going to have wings. And we're also going to have sports. So let's find out what's happening in the world of sports.
It's Super Bowl Sunday and a battle of the old versus the new. The New England Patriots take on the Los Angeles Rams in Atlanta for Super Bowl 53. The Rams are looking to win their second Super Bowl in franchise history and make their first appearance in the championship game since 2001 when they fell to New England. A win for quarterback Jared Goff would make him the second youngest quarterback to win a Super Bowl. Brady currently holds that spot only behind Ben Roethlisberger. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick make their ninth appearance in the big game, looking for the franchise's sixth championship, which would tie the Steelers for most Super Bowl titles in NFL history. A win for Brady would break the tie with Charles Haley for most titles by a single player in league history. As for head coach Bill Belichick, he would tie George Halas and Curly Lambeau for most NFL championships by a NFL head coach. Kickoff is set for 6:30. You can hear it on CBS. At the NFL Honors last night, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes wins MVP and Offensive Player of the Year in just his second year. Bears head coach Matt Nagy wins Coach of the Year in just his first year as head coach in Chicago. Aaron Donald wins his second consecutive Defensive Player of the Year award. Giants running back Saquon Barkley wins Offensive Rookie of the Year. Colts linebacker Darius Leonard wins Defensive Rookie of the Year. And for Comeback Player of the Year, it's Colts quarterback Andrew Luck. The 2019 Pro Football Hall of Fame inductees were also announced yesterday at the award show. Notable names going into the hall this year include Champ Bailey, Tony Gonzalez, Ed Reed, and Ty Law. This update is brought to you by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the game today with a nice slice of Bocce's. I'm Louis DiBiase for ESPN 1520.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. And today is Super Bowl Sunday, the big game that we're all going to be watching today.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it.
Yes. Now, Louis, I'd like to start with you because I know you follow sports very immensely.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Okay. So, you know, what are some of the, I guess, news and information, things that have been coming across your desk?
So, the big one, like, again, like I wrote in the update today, it's funny how it's almost like a battle of, like, the ways NFL teams are now being built where, like, the Patriots are the more old school. Mm-hmm. Belichick, I don't want to call him a disciplinarian because he takes chances on players like Josh Gordon and Randy Moss in the past, but it's kind of this new wave, just talented bunch of the Rams that just this offseason just added talent no matter what the kind of character, personality it was. You know, they traded for Marcus Peters, and they brought in Aqib Talib and Ndamukong Suh, Brandon Cooks. Like, they just bolstered up this almost super team in the NFL with this young head coach who's only 33 years old and his first Super Bowl ever against Bill Belichick, who, like, the Patriots are, him and Brady are in their ninth title. So it's kind of cool. It's like the new potential face of the NFL future versus what's really been the best dynasty the league has ever seen. And again, if they win today, they tie the Steelers for most Super Bowl championships of all time. Like, this is not only in just football, this is one of the greatest dynasties in all of sports. Like, the Patriots mm-hmm. have been now, because before Belichick and Brady, Bill Parcells and Drew Bledsoe also made a Super Bowl in the 90s. It's their 10th time So, I mean, we've just grown up, especially for me, just growing up, the Patriots have been in the Super Bowl. It's just how it's been.
And you can't deny them. Like, they're a great team. They're successful. But I'm just so sick of them.
Us in Buffalo, we kind of get the short end of the stick because they're just always dominating the division. It'd be easier if we were in a different market, but I mean, the Bills got to see them twice a year.
They're
so
in a division.
We're
so
reminded always of just how good they are because, you know, we always have to be fighting for a wild card spot.
But I love seeing the Rams. I love the young coach.
Yeah, they're fun.
I want to keep calling him McVay because that's what his like, young girlfriend calls him. But, like, yeah, McVay.
He's great. He's one of the best offensive minds. And again, like it's kind of like this is where teams are going when they hire their head coaches. It's offensive minds that like to be aggressive, player-friendly guys that can relate to a young core with a 24-year-old quarterback. It's crazy. Jared Goff is 24 and Tom Brady's 41. So Jared Goff was just a kid when Brady was playing in his first Super Bowl against
the
Rams.
That's weird when you think of it that
way. So it's kind of crazy how things have changed. Like they were the last time these two teams played in the championship game. The Rams were in St. Louis. It was Kurt Warner, who's now in the Hall of Fame there. Jared Goff was just a baby, pretty much. And Brady was just pretty much what Goff is now, playing in his first title. So it's cool how the storylines of this game.
No one has said this, but what do you, I mean, there's nothing else for Brady to prove. He's accomplished every, you know, accolade.
I was going
to
say five rings will do that.
Yes.
Yeah. Most all time.
Mm-hmm. Andy, what are your thoughts?
I saw a stat the other day that Brady's been in more Super Bowls than any other team in the league, which is, you know, obviously maddening being here in Buffalo and having having been on the wrong end of that for all these years. But more importantly, though, I heard we might get that SpongeBob song at the halftime show.
That would be fantastic.
So it's like the first time probably in my lifetime I'm pumped about the halftime show. So
SpongeBob song?
You didn't grow up watching SpongeBob, Lauren?
I know SpongeBob, but what does it have to do with this halftime
show? It was
a
SpongeBob episode. They did the concert at a Super Bowl halftime. SpongeBob and all the characters.
Yeah. Oh.
Sweet victory. It's amazing. It's like an over-the-top 80s kind of
100%
anthem.
There's
an online petition that got, I think, a million signatures. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be great.
Aren't they honoring the guy that invented SpongeBob? Because he just
That's right. Yeah, I think he passed away recently. Yeah.
So there's a little tribute there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, I thought Maroon 5 and Travis Scott were doing the halftime show, but they're doing something.
Maroon is,
I think Maroon 5 is like part of it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
We've come a long way from The Who doing it a couple years ago.
Okay. Well, you know what? Getting back to more Pizza and Wings. Jim.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, this is like really, I would imagine, one of the busiest days of the year for you.
Oh, by far the busiest day of the year, without a doubt.
Okay.
We actually started taking orders 2 weeks ago, as soon as the championship games were over.
And you're shipping all over?
Like I said, we ship. And then what we do is, I learned a long time ago, is you can't promise more than you can make. So on Bailey Avenue, I have oven space to cook 36 pies every 15 minutes. So I actually slot it out. So I do 144 an hour. So you may call today at 2 and say, well, my pizza at 5. And I'll say, I can get you at 8 because the ovens are all filled. I mean, I actually chart it out, and you know I can't cook that many. So
anyone who's listening right now that wants to get their order,
I think I'm already closed off from 2 to 4:30 or 5. That there's no orders I can take right now.
No reservations, no nothing.
I don't have the oven space, and years ago I was just answering the phone, and you know this is what I learned way back in this Bills Super Bowl days. You can't just keep taking orders if you don't have a place to cook them.
Right. And then you got a lot of unhappy customers, I'm sure. If they think they ordered a pizza and then you can't deliver.
Oh, unhappy customers. I mean, I remember, I think the first Bills Super Bowl in Tampa, we took 130 pies to the city mission that were left behind.
Oh, that's awesome.
People couldn't get into the doors to get the pizza, so it was just ridiculous.
Now, how did the storm this past week affect your business? Were you guys up and running? Or?
Oh, yeah, we actually did close. I closed the one day. It was just ridiculous. I just didn't want to, you know, put my drivers in jeopardy or all that.
That's important.
But it was just ridiculously cold and bad. But, of course, it affects takeout pizzeria. Just, you know, weather's a factor.
Were people ordering, though?
Oh, people ordering.
Yeah.
Oh, people ordering.
I can imagine.
Thank God it broke today, though. It's beautiful out there today.
It is.
Buffalo.
Yes. Now, Jim, you have two locations. So let's talk about where your locations are.
Well, Bailey Avenue, 4174 Bailey in Amherst, and 1620 Hopkins Road out in Williamsville, across from Williams North High School in the plaza.
I saw an article this week about, with Valentine's Day coming up in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
That you guys
will do
heart-shaped pizzas as well.
Heart-shaped pizzas, yeah. Oh, yeah. Gotta
I didn't
do
know
that.
There were many pizzerias that do heart-shaped pizzas. And
yeah, it's becoming pretty popular.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah. Like, wouldn't you like a nice heart-shaped pizza for Valentine's Day?
Write messages and toppings on it, or just
try.
On the box?
We try. It doesn't come out too good. When the pepperoni cooks, the whole sign gets messed up.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
I love it. So if people want to order a heart-shaped pizza for Valentine's Day.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Can they start pre-ordering now, or do you recommend the day before?
Sure, sure. The day before or stuff. It's not going to be anything like it is today. So
okay.
It's no problem.
Well, that's good.
Okay. Well, Buffalo, you're listening to Western New York at Work, live here at ESPN 1520 AM with Dale, Lauren, Mr. Bocce himself, and the one and only Andy Clay from Franchise Development Group. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a slice of pizza, and when we come back, we're going to have more good conversation from both Jim and Andy.
Ask anyone in Western New York the first thing they think of when you say the word pizza. Chances are you'll hear the name Bocce. Bocce's Pizza is the ultimate Western New York pizza and has been since 1946. The business world calls him Jim, but we call him Mr. Bocce. He'll tell you how it all started.
Bocce Club Pizza started in 1946 when my dad took over a small little restaurant, and it was the Bocce Club that actually had bocce ball courts. And the story goes that they were experimenting, looking in the basement one day, found an old Blodgett pizza oven, and my dad started experimenting with pizza, and next thing you know, here we are 70 years later, serving takeout pizza at two locations on Bailey Avenue and Hopkins Road.
Bocce Pizza is a true culinary institution in Western New York. It's as much Western New York as the chicken wing. If you're one of the few who haven't tried it, get to one of their two locations today on Bailey Avenue and Hopkins Road and see why Bocce's Pizza is such a treasured delicacy to all Western New Yorkers.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
Drinks at the bar, $34. A DWI.
Step out of the car, please.
$10,000. Using designated drivers of Buffalo to get you and your car home. Life-saving. No matter where you are, designated drivers of Buffalo will drive you and your car home safely. 713-7703. Save your job. Save your reputation. But most of all, save your life. Designated drivers of Buffalo. We drive you and your car home.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520 AM. It's Super Bowl Sunday, and I'm Lauren Lewis in studio with my co-host Dale Martin, and we're enjoying pizza and wings courtesy of Bocce Pizza. And we have Mr. Bocce himself in studio with us, and Andy Clee from Franchise
Development Group.
Development Group.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, before we move on, Andy, share with our listeners, you know, what you do.
Yeah, so we're really a full-service franchise consulting company. Our specialty is when you have a business, a great local restaurant, for example, and you want to turn it into a franchise, we take you through that process, everything from the legal documentation to the manuals, on into putting a sales and marketing plan to go out and get that into the market. Based here in Buffalo, but we do stuff all over the country, and actually our newest client is Senior Frogs, that huge vacation resort.
Oh, yeah.
Bar down in Mexico. We're helping bring their franchise program to the United States. I unfortunately screwed up, and our guy from our LA office got to go to Cancun and onboard them while I was in, I think, Boston freezing. So
bad move.
Yeah, bad job by me, but we're real excited about that.
Well, great. Well, congratulations.
That's going to be really exciting to help move a big franchise like that into the U.S.
It is, yeah. This is our first international one, and they're a huge organization. They've got an office of over 100 people in Cancun that are kind of helping make this happen. So, yeah, again, we're pretty excited about it.
Okay.
Great restaurant.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I was going to ask, so for anyone who has a business, unique or otherwise, and is interested in looking at how to grow the business or help it become a franchise, what should he or she do?
Contact us first. We do free consultations to give you an idea of whether it's viable or not. You can check us out at franchisedevelopmentgroup.com or 800-222-3251.
Okay. And again, you're based right here in Buffalo, correct?
Yeah, Main Street Buffalo. So we're right here.
Nice. We got to talk after the show.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So this is working out for everyone. Okay, great. Well, you know, let's get back to sports because, you know, again, today is the big game. And, you know, what are some of the you know, Jim, let's start with you because there's a lot of history between the Bills and New England in terms of coaching changes. And
what I was mentioning earlier, everybody forgets, in the old K-Gun years, when we were unstoppable. I mean, we beat the Raiders 51-3 to go to the championship game, and everybody forgets that Bill Belichick was the assistant coach for the Giants that year that shut down the Bills' K-gun offense. So I'm cheering for the Rams very bad. He just keeps
continuing to haunt us.
I can't take New England. They're good. You got to give them credit.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
they're good. This whole game comes down to if the front four can put pressure on Brady. Mm-hmm. If you get Tom Brady off his little spot and can't get his little quick throws off, it makes a huge difference.
I think that could be the decision for both sides, because this isn't really a game where either quarterback can run and escape. Like you said, they're bringing the pressure with Jared Goff too. He has struggled this year when they get to the quarterback. I feel like with Belichick, he's very good at game planning for specific weaknesses of an offense, because he said, like you said, with the Giants, he was on that defensive coaching staff. His forte really is more so predicated along the defensive side of the football. And I think that he could get to Jared Goff today. Expect a lot of blitzing, too. So, both sides, pressure is huge.
He's definitely a defensive-minded coach. Yeah. I mean, what he did at Kansas City two weeks ago, he took away two of their best weapons.
And that was a team that was just
– oh, they had all kinds of weapons.
They had a second-year quarterback.
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, they had a second-year quarterback that threw for over 50 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So
it's,
that's Belichick. That's what we've seen my entire life. He's talking about how – like it was – people kind of forget. I mean, I never experienced it, but the Patriots were kind of the position the Bills are in now in Miami and New York,
until Kraft came in, when Robert Kraft came in.
It was Buffalo and Miami ruling it, right? I mean, so I've never experienced that. For my entire life, it's just been the Patriots dominating.
I see the Patriots winning. I'm not a betting guy, but I would love to see the Rams win.
So would I.
But my predictions in terms of the outcome, I see the Patriots winning by 7.
I don't know. I don't want to go points, but I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. And there'll be a lot of touchdowns scored on both
ends. I hope
ends.
So. That's the thing for me. Mm-hmm. You know, like, since another win wouldn't really – it's not going to – like, to me, I would be rooting more against the Patriots if I knew this could be the end. Like, if Brady gets another ring, he might be like, all right, I'm done. But he even said in another interview I was watching this morning that he's going to keep playing until he sucks.
I don't see him stopping anytime soon.
And again, he's not really someone that his strengths have to do with athleticism. So when he's into his late 40s, he can still play, whereas a guy like – Michael Vick really wasn't able to get that far into his career because he suffered so many injuries from running the football, whereas Brady, like you said, he throws a lot of quick throws. Everything that he's about, his strengths, can really produce longevity in his career. So I would be more like pro Rams if I knew this could be the end of this dynasty, but I don't think it's going to really end anything. So I'm just kind of really rooting for like a good game like last year where we saw over 1,000 yards of offense. There was over 70 points scored in that game. Like, that's what I want again.
That was a great game. Don't give me a, you know, even
Falcons Patriots a couple years ago was close and went to overtime, but remember the score was 28-3 at one point in that game. Don't give me Broncos Panthers where it was never a game. Like, give me offense, high scoring, and keep it close, and I'll be okay with New England really winning.
Do you think that's the tone of today's game? Just give me a good game as opposed to, I mean, the fan experience. I mean,
for neutral fans, I hope it is.
Sure, I think everybody wants a close game and come down to the wire. It makes it way more interesting to, you know.
Even if you don't like a good football game.
Even if you don't like New England, I don't want to see the Rams blow them out of the water.
Right.
No, I do.
You do?
That's exactly what
Andy's
I want to
like,
see.
Blow them out of the water.
I maybe in the second half they can run away with it, but keep it close for entertain me for a little bit. But no, it should be a goal. And the Patriots always, this is the thing too, the Patriots don't get blown out, but they also don't blow out teams.
They always play close Super Bowls.
Like, you look at the Rams game, that was down to the wire in 2001. The Panthers game was a game-winning field goal. The Eagles game was a three-point game in 2004. Both Giants games were down to the wire. That's why we had those crazy plays from David Tyree and Eli and Mario Manningham. And then the Falcons game was in overtime. And last year, with the Patriots had a chance on that Hail Mary to beat the Eagles. So I guess history shows that it should be close because New England tends to struggle at least to start games off, and it keeps other teams close.
So. Yes. First half for sure.
Which is good.
Yes. Which I like.
And then in the fourth quarter, if they're down, they find a way to win. They find a way to come back with seconds on the clock.
Always.
And they'll drive down the field. And before you know it, they're scoring another touchdown.
So here's a random little stat from history. The Patriots, outside of last year, have always won the Super Bowl when they're wearing white jerseys. They're 0-2 when they were wearing blue.
What are they wearing today?
They're wearing white.
Oh no!
So they have a 5-1 in the Super Bowl when they wear white. They're 0-2 when they were in Navy. So last year, the history finally did not repeat itself. But I will say they're 5-1 when they wear white jerseys. It's a weird phenomena. It's not even them. I've kind of looked back since 2000. The majority of the Super Bowl winners are actually wearing their white jerseys.
Interesting.
Ooh. Yeah, it's kind of a weird stat I looked at.
I've never heard that one before. I'm a superstitious person like that, though, so I'd be like, okay, if I won the Super Bowl last in my white jersey, I'm wearing my white jersey again.
I'm kind of like that, too. If my favorite team's wearing one jersey, I have to wear the opposite. So that's why I looked into it. I'm kind of a superstitious sports fan.
So, Andy, here's a question for you.
Sure.
Being a football fan yourself, what are your thoughts about today's game? Do you see New England prevailing?
Yeah, probably. You know, it's two good teams, and you know, I think the experience both on the coaching front and at quarterback are probably going to prevail. It should be I think you guys are right. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, a lot of excitement, hopefully. So,
but Brady, he hasn't really been pressured all season long.
None of the teams
have been able to put that kind of pressure on him.
No, but I mean, you're going up against Aaron Donald, though, your defensive MVP 2 years in a row. Probably the biggest force in the league in the middle. So if anybody can get to him. Wade Phillips, too, of course, coaching there
That's
well.
Right.
So hopefully Wade's got something up his sleeve.
It's crazy the age difference between those two. Sean McVay's 33, and Wade Phillips was coaching before Sean McVay was born. So.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Jim, thoughts?
I just hope it's, like I said, I just hope it's a good game, and it comes down to pressuring Brady. That's the whole deal. Like, if you can get him off his little, you know, everybody knows what they do. The quick little slants, the quick little plays, you got to get him off his timing. That's the whole deal.
You know,
you
got to
put pressure on Brady and throw him off his game.
If you don't put pressure on him, you're done.
I think the biggest storyline is that Chick-fil-A is closed in the stadium today because Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays.
They put a Chick-fil-A in that stadium,
which never made sense to me.
And standing by it on Super Bowl Sunday, especially. No exceptions.
No, that's – I just – on a stadium you're building that's predicated on your business being pretty much solely on Sundays. I mean, they bring in March Madness and stuff there and WWE events. But Chick-fil-A, that was supposed to be one of your big ticket items in the stadium. And they're never open on the biggest days of your business.
What else is played in that stadium where Chick-fil-A will be open?
Like, March Madness is there. They'll have concerts.
College games.
They host a lot of events.
Wrestling events. I mean, that stadium's incredible. If you see,
it
almost opens up like a camera lens.
Very high tech.
Incredible. But again, though, the main thing is the Atlanta Falcons play there, and they play on
Sundays.
Unless they play on a Monday night game
or Thursday.
That only happens a couple times a year. It's like, it just didn't. For the amount of money they probably spent to get Chick-fil-A there, it couldn't have been
franchise decision.
I think it's a brilliant marketing decision. I mean, people have been talking about that for 2 or 3 years. I think part of that was by design, was just to get people talking. Mm-hmm. And if I understand it right, they actually do serve something else out of that space.
Okay.
On Sundays, it's not just
not just a closed space.
Turns into a KFC
gate down.
Something like that. Right.
It's a downgrade, but it's still fried chicken.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. I mean, you look at Chick-fil-A, the franchise of it, and they stand by being closed on Sundays. You go through BWI Airport on a Sunday, and
it's closed. Okay.
And then when they came to Buffalo, people were lined up the day before to get their Chick-fil-A. It's crazy. And it's good. But I don't know. I wouldn't stand outside in freezing cold.
It's pretty good,
though. To get it.
I'll give you that.
But they have a great, like you said, the marketing model, I think, behind it, too, is great. What kind of gets those people to stand out there when they come to Buffalo, you know, and wait for 24 hours for Chick-fil-A to open.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest trends in franchising is to have a cause,
mm-hmm.
whatever that cause may be. But especially the younger generation wants to know that you, as a company, believe in something.
Yeah.
So we're seeing more and more of that. So it's an interesting marketing strategy, and it probably generates more.
Yeah.
Than they do being open on Sundays.
And when you can't get it, it makes you want it more.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Supply and demand.
Come back Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Andy, typically, how long does it take to become a franchise?
So it's usually about a 90-day process for us to do our thing, and then here in New York State, it all has to go to the Attorney General's office, and they take about 2 months to approve. So it's about a 5-month process.
Everything seems longer in New York State.
Right.
House closings and.
Oh, and the government shutdown had everybody on hold for a while. You couldn't form a new corporation. Okay. So.
And franchise is just another way of growing your business, expanding.
Ultimately, that's exactly what it is. If you've got a great product and a great brand, and you want to get it out there into new markets, then. For a lot of people, it's the way to go.
Okay. And once again, your contact information.
FranchiseDevelopmentGroup.com, 800-222-3251.
Okay. And very quickly, any new franchises that we can expect to see in the area?
Yes, we are actually working with Say Cheese on Grand Island in the Comic Book Cafe. So they're going to be looking to expand here in the next couple months.
Okay, great.
Very cool.
And before we close out, you know, Jim, we have to say Mr. Bocce.
Mr. Bocce.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much for being a part of today's show, as well as bringing pizza and wings.
Yes.
I loved it.
Thank
glad to be
you.
Here. Let's have a good Super Bowl.
I can't wait. I'm excited for it.
Yep, me
it's
too.
It's going to be hopefully a good game.
Okay.
I love everything that goes along with it, too. The national anthem.
Okay.
Like all the
halftime show.
Halftime show.
SpongeBob.
But I like the halftime show when they don't go too crazy on it. Like sometimes they get a little, they try and get make it too Hollywood and they get too wacko. And I'm like, just keep it, just sing and perform. Right. Don't get too crazy.
Okay, Louis, we're gonna put it back over to you. Any final thoughts?
Go Rams.
Go Rams.
Go Rams.
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 I'm outvoted.
You're Patriots.
I'm going for the Patriots.
I think the Patriots are gonna win. I'm just rooting for the Rams.
I just want the Rams.
Yeah.
Because I don't like New England.
Okay. Yeah, I think most people are in Buffalo. I saw something. It's like. I cheer for the Bills and anyone who beats the Patriots.
Okay, well, that's the last word. Buffalo, you've been listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Enjoy today's game, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.